From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The State Department says the U.S. is stunned that Israeli police beat up a 15-year-old American Palestinian boy. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki says the Obama administration is deeply concerned about the beating of Tariq Kader. Kader, a teenager from Tampa, Florida, was picked up while demonstrators clashed with police. Later, a video circulating on the internet showed Israeli police attacking a detainee. It then shows Kader emerging from jail with black eyes and swollen lips. Spokesperson Psaki says beating a detainee after they are subdued and in custody is never justified.
We remain shocked that he was severely beaten while in police custody and strongly have condemned that. I would reiterate our call for a speedy and transparent and credible investigation.
The State Department says once an investigation is settled, Kader should be able to return home to the U.S. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
In recent months, thousands of unaccompanied children have crossed into the U.S. from Mexico, fleeing poverty and violence in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it's likely that most of them will be sent home.
Based on what we know about these cases, it is unlikely that most of these kids will qualify for humanitarian relief. And what that means is it means they will not have a legal basis for remaining in this country and will be returned.
Tomorrow, the White House is expected to ask Congress for $2 billion to address the crisis. A federal appeals court is blocking Arizona Governor Jan Brewer's attempt to keep young immigrants with work permits from getting driver's licenses. NPR's Sam Sanders reports the ruling affects immigrants who have avoided deportation under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program.
In 2012, Brewer directed state agencies to deny driver's license and other public benefits to young immigrants benefiting from deferred action. Attorneys for the governor say the measure was meant to keep licenses from being used to improperly access public benefits. A lawsuit claimed that the policy undermined the immigrants' equal protection and that the Arizona mandate is trumped by federal law. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Brewer's policy. In a statement, Governor Brewer said Arizona will continue to, quote, fight for the rule of law. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
A federal judge in Philadelphia today granted preliminary approval to a plan to compensate NFL players for problems related to concussions. Attorney Christopher Seeger says the settlement will cover all retired players, even those without symptoms yet.
It's any retired player. You think of any player that you've ever known or ever liked, and if they are retired today, they are included in the settlement, whether or not they're sick. It's for the future as much as it is for the present.
The settlement comes after the NFL agreed to drop a cap on the amount it will pay overall. Stocks fell on Wall Street today. The Dow lost 44 points. The S&P dropped 7. This is NPR News. Political leaders in Iraq are deadlocked on forming a new government. Today, the Iraqi parliament postponed its next session until mid-August. The legislature met last week for the first session since elections in April, but members were unable to agree on a new prime minister, president, and speaker of parliament. Some members are pushing for the removal of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, accusing him of alienating the Sunni minority and fueling support for the insurgency. Nigeria's security forces say 68 women and girls kidnapped 2 weeks ago have escaped from their suspected Boko Haram captors. But NPR's Afebe Quist-Darton reports the group is still holding more than 200 schoolgirls abducted in April.
Reports say the girls and women managed to get away when their militant abductors took off to attack a military base near Damboa in Nigeria's troubled northeastern Borno state. A local vigilante group member trying to protect civilians told journalists he had received an alert that the former captives had made it back home. Insecurity is rife in this restive part of Nigeria, making it difficult to confirm such reports. Boko Haram sparked international outrage after the mass kidnap of students at their school in Chibok in northeastern Nigeria in April. The group is demanding the release of its fighters in exchange for the girls in a deal rejected by Nigeria's government. Ofebia Kustakton, NPR News, Dakar.
Olympic officials today announced the three finalists to host the Winter Games in 2022, Beijing, Oslo, and Almaty, Kazakhstan. It apparently wasn't hard to narrow down the list. Every other city dropped out. World Cup action resumes tomorrow. Brazil faces Germany. Argentina meets Netherlands. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.